I'm not sure why holiday days during the week feel so much better than weekend days, but they just do. You tend to reflect and get a lot of good stuff done. So I'm working on that today. I'm thinking about habits. I'm in another trader forum group, and they're reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I haven't quite started it yet. I'm going to start it soon, but it looks pretty darn good to me. It's similar to the book Mini Habits, which I read, and I really enjoyed that. I can't say it's similar. I haven't read the second one, but it seems like the idea of very small habits leading to big changes, stuff like doing one push-up a day or meditating for a minute every day and how that leads to a bigger practice. So that's the first thing that I wanted to put out. So dig into that if you're interested. The other thing is there's a podcast, a Tim Ferriss podcast. I think it's number 322, up with Adam Robinson. And that was posted in this forum I'm in. And I had also listened to it and favorited it myself previously. And he brings up a really good point. The first one is about confirmation bias and how the more information and the more news you get, you think you should have a higher chance of being successful or being correct. And I think in trading, what happens is that means you trade bigger, you're unwilling to take your stop loss, and you're looking for reasons to support your decision because you put so much time into it, and it's hard to admit you're wrong. And even if you don't think you're like that, subconsciously you tend to be. And of course, that's confirmation bias. Everyone's heard of that. But sometimes hearing it again from a little different slant, it sinks in. So that's something that it's resisting this urge to think that you're going to have a huge edge just because you get more information than somebody else. It isn't really true. It's better to have your system and your things that you do each day that fit your personality and what, and if you're a part-time trader, it fits your time allocated to the market. It fits the strategy you're doing. Maybe you're trading gaps, you're trading earnings, you're trading bigger events during the day. And that's what you do. That's your niche. And that's, you're going to have a lot more success with that than trying to gather information over hedge funds who have armies of people and you're never going to compete. So that's one thing in the podcast. The other thing reminded me of a quote in the first Market Wizards, and I forgot the guy's name, but it was something about when you look at yourself, do more of what works and do less of what doesn't. And it sounds so simple, but it's one of the best exercises. And I like to do that every quarter, every year, every half year. I put down a list of paper with a T in the middle, and on the left side, it's what's working. And it could be cutting my losers quickly, following my checklist, sticking to my system, getting out of the house 3 days a week, going on walks in the morning. And it could be specific, really specific to your trades or just to your life, and what's not working. And what's not working sometimes can sneak up on you and be very, it could be hidden in plain sight. You don't even think about it. So for me, I'm having issues with my time management and not wanting to do my meditation in the morning and just, you know, dragging out my workout in the later in the day and just other things like that because I'm working for myself. I'm at home all day and it's really easy for me to waste time. So the what doesn't work part of that formula is, well, sitting in the house all day isn't working. Instead, I should be in the house on days when there's a big event that I'm trading or when I have something I have to do around the house, which isn't that often. Instead, I should be getting out more where I get more research done. I can be around just the energy of other people, even if I'm not talking to them, helps me become more creative. And then I come back in, well, I'm there on the open and I come back in around the close. And if it's not a day that I want to be active day trading, I'm basically researching and watching the market from afar and just checking in the beginning and at the end. Have a lot more success that way. I feel better. I'm happier. I tend to manage my time better. And something about staying in the house all day and not showering and pushing your stuff back to the end of the day doesn't feel good.